Is it possible to engineer our way out of the climate crisis? Some entrepreneurs want to shoot particles into the stratosphere to combat global warming. Experts say regulations on this technology aren't keeping up. The world of solar geoengineering on the latest episode of The Sunday Story from NPR's Up First podcast.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. President Biden and the leaders of 17 other countries with citizens held or missing in Gaza released a joint letter today calling on Hamas to immediately release vulnerable hostages and agree to a deal that would bring an immediate and prolonged ceasefire, allowing for a surge of aid into Gaza. Hamas this week released a hostage video of an Israeli-American, Hirsch Goldberg Polan. Rachel Goldberg Polan is his mother.
I am appreciative that people are pulling levers and using leverage, but clearly not enough, because if it was enough, then these people would be home.
Speaking there on MSNBC, the hostages have been held in Gaza for more than 200 days so far. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Beijing today, part of a three-day trip to China for the U.S.'s ongoing diplomatic efforts to work with China, even as it competes against it in technology and diplomacy. NPR's Emily Fang has more.
Blinken met with U.S. business leaders to hear about the business climate in China and also students at New York University's satellite campus in Shanghai before he departed for Beijing. He's expected to meet with top Chinese leaders in the capital, including China's top diplomat, Wang Yi. Blinken is pressing China to control the production of fentanyl-related chemical compounds. The U.S. and China have restarted cooperation to crack down on the powerful drug. Blinken also said he's making it very clear China has to stop supplying industrial parts and financial support to Russia, which has increasingly relied on China after U.S.-led sanctions cut off its access to technology and some global commerce. Emily Fang, NPR News, Taipei.
Arizona's House of Representatives passed legislation repealing an 1864 state ban on abortions that's set to take effect in June. The state's Senate could take that up soon. In the meantime, California is taking up a measure that would give Arizona's abortion providers and their patients safe haven. California Governor Gavin Newsom.
It's not just about access to reproductive care. It's access to contraceptions. It's about voting rights, civil rights, LGBTQ rights. It's about putting America in reverse, and we've got to stop that.
Speaking there to NPR's Morning Edition. Former Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein's sex crime conviction has been overturned by the New York Court of Appeals, which ruled he didn't get a fair trial because the judge allowed prosecutors to call people who said he assaulted them to testify, even though they weren't part of the charges against him. The court ordered a new trial, though it's not clear if that will happen. Weinstein is in prison in northern New York and was sentenced to 16 years in prison in California for rape. The Commerce Department says the country's economy grew at a rate of 1.6% in the first quarter, lower than economists expected. This is NPR. President Biden travels to Syracuse, New York today to tout a $6 billion federal investment with the tech company Micron. The company is building chip manufacturing plants in New York and Idaho as a result of the CHIPS and Science Act Biden signed into law in 2022. NPR's Susan Davis has more.
Micron is expected to invest $125 billion across both states over the next two decades to build cutting-edge memory semiconductors used to power everything from cell phones to artificial intelligence. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who helped direct CHIPS funding to his home state, told reporters it will be the single largest private investment in New York history. The White House says the New York and Idaho factories will create more than 70,000 jobs. Within the government's $6 billion investment is $40 million designated to fund workforce training and development programs in the local communities to create a pipeline for future workers. Micron has also agreed to provide affordable childcare for the workers at its future facilities. Susan Davis, NPR News, Washington.
In Italy, Venice has launched a pilot program charging day trippers just over $5 as an entry fee as the Lagoon City tries to combat over-tourism and make living in the city, better for the shrinking number of residents. Officials hope the new fee will discourage people from visiting on peak days, and those not staying overnight in the city will have to show proof they paid the day trip fee. Officials will carry out random checks for compliance. Wall Street sharply lower. The Dow is down 647 points, NASDAQ down 264. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
Listen to this podcast sponsor-free on Amazon Music with a Prime membership or any podcast app by subscribing to NPR News Now Plus at plus.npr.org. That's plus.npr.org.